Welcome to the service of Thanksgiving on this VE Day weekend. At Holminster, we planned to hold a service on the afternoon of May the 10th, where many of our friends from the veterans community would have been able to join us. We remember them specially today with gratitude and affection. I'm Frank White, Interim Minister at Holminster, the ancient parish church of the Holy Trinity in the city centre of Hull. And so we begin our service. Heaviness may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. God has been our refuge and our strength, a present help in time of trouble. Dear friends, we have come together to commemorate the 75th anniversary of victory in Europe, where the sounds of war fell silent on this continent. We come together conscious of our need for God's forgiveness for the sin and the desire to dominate others that leads to conflict between people and war between nations. And as we remember the many soldiers, sailors, and airmen who gave their lives restraining evil and opposing tyranny, we also remember the people from this city of Kingston-upon-Hull, a place which was so heavily and persistently bombed. We come in thanksgiving for the years of peace that the nations of Europe have enjoyed since the Second World War. We gather joyfully today, as those who gathered on that first victory day, glad of each other's company and grateful for the restoration and new life that follows times of sadness and loss. Above all, we pray that God's will may be done on earth as it is in heaven, as we join our voices together and say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Our first hymn today, Lord, for the years, your love has kept and guided.
Thank you.
reading today comes from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, beginning at verse 16. From now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As God's fellow workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, in the time of my favour I heard you, and in the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favour. Now is the day of salvation. We now respond to those words, hearing these words. Your salvation is near to those who fear you, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth have met each other. Righteousness and peace have kissed one another. That glory may dwell in our land. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you. Your salvation is near to those who fear you. That glory may dwell in our land. Now there follows a brief recollection from one of the older members of the Hullminster community.
The words I'm going to share with you now are written by a wonderful lady who is part of Hullminster Church family. Her name is Olga Clayton, and she celebrated her 90th birthday this week. Olga has written these words reflecting on her memories of VE Day. People today are recalling the joy and relief of 75 years ago. There had been so much heartbreak, devastation and cruelty. But oh, the relief when we heard that the war in Europe was over. It does not seem very long ago when the newspapers and wireless were full of it. Few people had telephones. On the 7th of May 1945, we knew that the declaration was coming the following day, the 8th of May. I was a 15-year-old in school at the time. But when peace was declared, I left my homework to join in the dancing and singing down the street where I lived, the main street in our town. Who or what you were was not important. We joined hands and we danced for joy. Yes, there were wounded soldiers in blue suits from the local hospital. Yes, there were widows and orphans. There were people in the country who had lost their homes. People who were injured during air raids. But just for that day, we were so happy. Much of the world had been spoiled, but we all joined together for peace. No more blackouts, no more sirens, shelters or bombs. And the bells rang out again. Tomorrow we had a new day, a new challenge to mend what had been broken. And we tried to pick up the pieces and start our lives again.
As we take a moment to savour Olga's memories, then the Reverend Irene Wilson, Associate Vicar here, who read her words, will lead us in prayer.
Let us pray for all who suffer as a result of conflict and ask that God may give us peace. For servicemen and women who have died in the violence of war, each one remembered by and known to God. May God give us peace. For those who love them in death as in life, offering the distress of our grief and the sadness of our loss. May God give peace. For all members of the armed forces who are in danger this day, remembering family, friends, and all who pray for their safe return. May God give peace. For civilian women, children and men whose lives are disfigured by war or terror, calling to mind in penitence the anger and hatreds of humanity. We particularly remember those who bear the scars, both physical and mental, of bombings in our city of Hull and the East Riding of Yorkshire. May God give peace. For peacemakers and peacekeepers who seek to keep this world secure and free. May God give peace. For all who bear the burden and privilege of leadership, political, military and religious, asking for gifts of wisdom and resolve in the search for reconciliation and peace. May God give peace. And as we celebrate the end of conflict in 1945, we hold close those whose celebrations are marred by the loss of their own family members. May God give peace. O God of truth and justice, we hold before you those whose memory we cherish and those whose names we will never know. Help us to lift our eyes above the torment of this broken world and grant us the grace to pray for those who wish us harm. As we honour the past, may we put our faith in your future. For you are the source of life and hope, now and forever. Amen.
Following our prayers, we therefore join together in singing the great hymn of praise. Lead us, Heavenly Father, lead us.
Thank you.
also an act of commitment. Let us pledge ourselves anew to the service of God and our fellow men and women, that we may help, encourage, and comfort others, and support those working for the relief of the needy and for the peace and welfare of the nations. Lord God our Father, we pledge ourselves to serve you and all humankind in the cause of peace, for the relief of want and suffering, and for the praise of your name. Guide us by your Spirit, give us wisdom, give us courage, give us hope, and keep us faithful now and always. Amen. And a special prayer for peace. Almighty God, from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, kindle in the hearts of all people the true love of peace, and guide with your pure and peaceable wisdom those who take counsel for the nations of the earth, that in tranquility your kingdom may go forward, till the earth is filled with the knowledge of your love, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And a prayer for the sovereign and for her government. Almighty God, the fountain of all goodness, bless our sovereign Lady Queen Elizabeth and all who are in authority under her, that they may order all things in wisdom and equity, righteousness and peace, to the honour of your name and the good of your church and people, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. This service to a close. God grant to the living grace, to the departed rest, to the Church, the Queen, the Commonwealth, and all people peace and concord, and to us and all his servants life everlasting. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us, come down upon us, and remain with us now and always. Amen.